The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Not true that. Friday, right? Yep. Beautiful day. 91 degrees in the state of Minnesota. Today and tomorrow, I guess. That's what they said. You guys ready for this? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, because we know that you're out there. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there don't mean to, well, you know, spend all of our time exposing the squeaky wheel. So, therefore, we appreciate you good guys and girls out there as well. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, voice of pro-murderers. That's really what they are, wish to silence. As a matter of fact, just case in point, just a little rabbit trail really quick. Did everybody hear Mrs. Pelosi talk about reasoning, negotiations as to how to convince and manipulate the American people as to why they need to attack Syria? They said because children were being hurt. Aren't these the same people that are advocating the 3,700 babies murdered in the womb every day in this country? Why, yes, it is. Hey, friends, as the young people say, just saying, just saying. Folks, we are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And also go to Facebook, check us out, Sons of Liberty Radio. Updates, our schedules. That's a little facetious, a little coarse. You know, I'm just being a little funny here, right? That's one of those days. It's Friday. You know, it's been a hard couple months in my life, and it's time to kind of lighten up a little bit. So, folks, anyways, if you'd like to check out our schedule, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, updates, what's going on, our new articles. Got a brand new one out yesterday on WND, talking about the relentless lying media who attacked my ministry just a week and a half ago. And so what I did is I took the sword out of their hand and actually exposed them for who they are, namely the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, let's just call it for what it is. Let's uncover them, folks, over there, shall we? The group Southern Poverty Law Center, Mark Potok, said that we are aimed at destroying groups that don't agree with our totalitarianism, and that's really what it comes down to. Nothing new under the sun. What I did is I said, hey, America, did you know that this is the group that is actually supporting the Ku Klux Klan back in the 60s? Yeah, just saying, just in case you didn't know. This is also the group that is responsible for putting hit lists on ministries. About 6 months ago, 9 months ago, we had a crazed homosexual communist walk into Tony Perkins' ministry in Washington, D.C. and attempt to kill as many people as he could because he was mad about the Chick-fil-A supporting traditional marriage. Yeah, that's true. So anyways, if you'd like to check that out, that is WorldNet Daily, WorldNet Daily. Aside of that, friends, you can also check out other things, pictures and the such. We got some stuff coming up in North Carolina at the end of the month here. We got a ton of stuff going out on the East Coast. So if you're in those areas, please come out, say hello to us, shake our hands and the such. Again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or friends, if you'd like to be my personal friends, I'm very busy keeping you guys updated, exhorting, edifying, showing you what's going on a local level as well as a national level, giving you the victories for the most part, friends. And every once in a while, just showing you, what people are doing across the country because for the most part, the state-run media is not giving you that information because they don't want you to have the information. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. As well, you can be my personal friend, Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on my personal Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1. And phone lines are accessible, friends. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I don't think we can get away from that. As usual, friends, I always go through the rhetorical dialogue of letting you know this is what's going on in your country. You know, friends, if it's not diplomacy, which is seduction in another guise that you're being inundated with, then it is compromise. And you know what compromise is, right? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong, right? That's what you're seeing. That's what you're inundated with. And for the most part, I don't know why the American people support it. And if you pull that curtain back, you're going to find out that they are not supporting it. So, anyways, talking about it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yes. I feel a little bit better about what's going on now. Why? Because when I begin to pay attention as to what's going on in the real world, because we know that we're in a temporal world, right? And for the most part, Christians are walking by faith and not by sight. That's a good thing, right? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so in saying that, we walk by faith as to what we are going to be partaking with in the natural realm. Oh, sounds pretty weird, Brad. No, it's nothing weird about it. Everybody walks by faith, either by spiritual faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, or it's going to be a natural faith. And let me tell you this to those that walk by a natural faith. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is what? Death. That's correct, Amundo. Okay? So anyways, in saying all that to say this, friends, what I want to do today, I want to talk about something which, for the most part, is left undone. And when I say, for the most part, it's left undone, I shared a story just a couple days ago with you with a famous preacher named Charles Finney. And when he first got saved, born again of the Spirit of God, right, John 3:3, he went to a church. And when he went to a church, the people asked Charles if it was okay that they prayed for him. And Charles Finney looked at them and he said, for the most part, well, he did say this in essence. And he said, why would I have you pray for me when you yourself don't get your prayers answered? Wow. Yeah, isn't that crazy? And how do you contrast that with what the modern day church is doing today? Because for the most part, I could say the same thing to the modern day professed church in America. How do you equate a John Knox, who is a Scottish reformer, when Queen of Scots, she was the Queen of Scotland, okay? And she feared the prayers of John Knox more than all of the armies in Europe. Now, that's a different gospel. That's a different walk with God than what we're seeing today, right? Because if Christians were really doing the stuff in prayer, pressing into the kingdom of God, you know, the scripture tells us that the violent take it by force. You know, like a city of people breaking into heaven saying, Lord, we need this. We will not leave without the answer in which you've promised us. It's a different faith. It's a different request. It's a different prayer life. And for real Christians, they understand that their prayer life really is their life. And I'm going to come back and give you a couple analogies. And I'm going to keep going back and forth, friends. But I'm going to show you the way that this guy named Jesus Christ prayed, because it is not at all the way that we're taught to pray, right? Yeah, pretty weird. But what are the answers that came with it? I'm going to show you. And what is the process? I'm going to show you. Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wow, this is a different topic, man. I'll tell you what. You guys ever heard of the Guru before? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, by the way. A young man sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river, and after wading into the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface. Well, what he thought was he was being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind. No matter how hard he battled, the strong arms of the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die. And suddenly, the man let go and burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hands to calm him, and he said, "When you yearn for God as much as you craved for oxygen, then you'll find him. Then and only will you find him." And how true it is. The Bible says that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And now, so in saying that, friends, I want you to understand something, perspective. And when you look at process, I mean, well, here, let me do it this way first. If you go to Hebrews 5:9 and you begin to look at the author and the finisher of our faith, our exemplar, our example, our leader, him whom we're to follow in his footsteps. When he prayed, he didn't pray it the way we see people pray. He prayed it in this fashion. It says in Hebrews 5:9, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, now listen carefully, prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, filial fear, son to a father. And then it says in verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he, ready for this, friends, suffered. Verse 9, and being made perfect, he became the author and eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Interesting. And then when you go to John 16, you see another analogy of how prayer comes forth. In John 16, listen to the analogy that Jesus gave. Stay with me, friends. I'm going to bring it home. Verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Jesus goes on, and you know, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you he said, you shall receive, and that your joy may be full. Now just hang on with me, friends. I was reading yesterday. I do that quite a bit. And I was in the book of Samuel. And I started going through all these names. And folks, when I go through the Bible and I see names like Elkanah and Hannah and Peninnah and Melchiah and Micaiah and Micah and all the other names, I look at what their names mean, because their names have meaning. So I'm going through process, and all of a sudden we come up to a lady named Hannah. And Elkanah, the husband of Hannah, at that time had another wife named Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now pay attention, friends. And I'm just kind of taking this in precept upon precept, line upon line. And then we go to the priest right away, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah, the husband of these two wives, offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions. But unto Hannah, talking about prayer, friends, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary, Peninnah, also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her wound. And this is what Peninnah did to Hannah, talking about prayer, year by year. And she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. This is Hannah, who could not have children. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, he said, and why do you eat not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? And Hannah rose up after that she had eaten in Shiloh, and after she had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Listen carefully. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Talking about prayer. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid. Lord, look on my affliction, said Hannah, who could not have children. And remember me, and forget not thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, a son. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. That's the custom of the Nazarenes. And by the way, Jesus was a rocker dude too, friends. He had long hair. I want you to pay attention when she was in bitterness of soul and she wept sore and she was grieved and she was weeping constantly. And she made a vow unto the Lord. Listen carefully as to what she said to the Lord. If you will look on my affliction and remember me and forget not thine handmaid, but will give unto me a son, then I will give unto you, the Lord, all the days of his life. I'll give him back to you, Lord, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Listen carefully. This is important. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that the priest came over and marked her mouth. He smacked her. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli the priest thought she had been drinking. And Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunk? Put away the wine from thee. And Hannah, who was sorrowful and sorrowful of spirit, said, I have not drank wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. See, friends, what we learn from that is the fact is when God is doing something, even the priest of the Lord can miss it and say, hey, what is your problem, man? You act like you're drunk. Something seriously wrong. But yet the Spirit of God was doing something through her. See, the world is saying, where's the joy? And here's Hannah saying, there's nothing but trial, hardship, affliction. And I'm weeping constantly. I'm constantly crying. But folks, God was working something here. Hannah said back to the priest, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, sons or daughters of Satan. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. See, this is what's foreign to the church today. Talking about real prayer, friends. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Now listen carefully. I love this. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Well, Bradley, what's the big deal? And they rose up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife. In other words, they came together and they conceived. And the Bible says the Lord remembered her. Is anybody with me on this yet? Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son. Now, wait a second. She bore a son and called his name Samuel. By the way, none of his words fell to the ground. He was a prophet that was feared because everybody knew God was with him. But let me ask you something, friends. How did Samuel come into the world? How was he conceived? And what was the price on the part of his mother to conceive Samuel? I can tell you. Her complaints, her grief, her weeping constantly, her affliction. Whose prayers were they, friends? Let me tell you whose prayers they were. They were the Lord's prayers. They weren't man's prayers. They weren't the priest's prayers. So how do they come? They come through much what? Heartache, weeping, affliction, complaints, and grief. Well, that's not what I was taught. No, I know you need to read the Bible so you can understand what prayer is really about. Because if you're going to ask for it, you're going to get it. But what is the process in the way God answers prayers? Well, I just got done sharing with you. I gave you three analogies. I gave you a scriptural analogy. I showed you how Jesus himself prayed. And I gave you an analogy of a guru. Isn't it interesting when we read the New Testament? It says, whatsoever you ask in my name. Folks, one day I was with this man of God who was born in 1903, I believe. His name was George Stormont. He was a friend of much of the generals known to us today. The Smith Wigglesworths of the day and so on and so forth. He said to me one time, he said, hey, Bradley, what is it that you desire? I said, sir, I desire a wife. And this is what I want her to be. And he rebuked me. And he said, Bradley, they are not your desires that the Lord's going to fulfill, but his own through you. Whoa! Boy, did that put everything into perspective. Wait a second. So when I ask for things in Jesus' name, they're not my desire that are being fulfilled, but God makes them my desire through the fulfillment if I stay the course. And guess what? God always answers exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. But guess whose desires they are, friends? They're the Lord's. Just ask Hannah. She had a Samuel. How did Samuel come? Well, I already told you. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about, well, what is the process of prayer? What is real prayer? What is the fruit of real prayer? Whoa. Okay. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get on this topic. It's awesome because prayer really is the Christian's oxygen. You just can't get away from it. You can't have a Christian walk without praying to the Christ who brings forth the life. He's the bread of life. I was just talking about Hannah, and I was talking about what came through her grief, her affliction, her sorrow. And I got a question for you, friends. Whose desire was the prophet Samuel? Was it Hannah's or was it the Lord's? He had to have a heart that he could birth his seed in. And when he did that, he processed Hannah to give birth to what? Samuel. But it first started in prayer before there was a natural manifestation. This isn't weird. This is common sense. And I just got done sharing with you folks in John 16 where it gives the analogy of a woman when she's in travail has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has delivered the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that is born into the world. A man child, right? Well, when you look in Scripture, Mark 11:24, we see the prosperity people take this way out into left field. They turn that into gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, when in fact that's not what we're going to God for. We're not seeking his hand, my friends. We seek his face. Jeremiah 29:11-13. But look at Mark 11:24. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them." We're not talking about new houses, friends. We're not talking about new cars. That comes in time after we give our heart to the Lord. Then he adds all those things to it, to what he soever desires to fulfill. Not to fulfill our lusts. I can get off on that tangent right now. It's like this, friends. You know how many people I've seen in the professed church in America today because God didn't answer the prayers the way that he wanted? They wanted God to answer their prayers, so they left. Of course not. Who wants fair-weathered friends? Who wants fair-weathered children? God wants the heart. He wants the singleness of your heart. He wants the whole heart. He doesn't want a little piece here and a little piece there. Whatever's convenient for you and your life. Matter of fact, the first prerequisite when we serve Christ is to deny ourselves and to serve Him and to follow Him. And if you remember right, after Jesus' resurrection, when He was talking to Peter in John 21, He said, listen, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but when you're old, you're going to go. Another one's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. And what is the heart of Jesus Christ? To seek and save that which is lost. That's it. End of story. But we're talking about prayer. Here's another analogy for you, friends. The guests at a certain hotel were being rendered uncomfortable by repeated strumming on a piano done by a little girl who possessed no knowledge of music whatsoever. They complained to the proprietor with a view to have any annoyance stopped. In other words, stop that. I'm tired of that. I'm sorry you are annoyed, he said, but the girl is the child of one of my very best guests. I can scarcely ask her not to touch the piano, but her father, who is away for a day or so, will return tomorrow. You can then approach him and have the matter set right. Well, when the father returned, he found his daughter in the reception room and, as usual, thumping on the piano. He walked up behind the child and, putting his arms over her shoulders, took her hands in his and produced some of the most beautiful music. Thus it may be with us, and thus it will be some coming day. Just now we can produce little but clamor and disharmony, but one day the Lord Jesus will take hold of our prayers, our hands of faith, and again our prayers, and use them to bring forth the music of the skies. That's exactly how this works. When Jesus went to the cross, he said, not my will be done, but your will be done. What is his will? His will is not impervious to the cross of Jesus Christ. No, it kisses the cross. It bears the cross. It doesn't shun the cross. And let me tell you what, prayer will push, it will literally push you into prayer. Your prayers will push you into the kingdom of God. And guess what you will do when you learn real prayer? You will not stop until you know that He has descended and answered your resolve in prayer. But just make sure they're His desires and not your own. And we see this continuously in Scripture. You know, when you look at Jesus again, what did He pray for? Well, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Amen. What else? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Amen. That the blind eyes are open, that the deaf ears are open, that the lame walk, that withered limbs grow back. It reminds me of John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women. Do you remember even John questioning if that was him or do we expect another? John the Baptist, guys, girls, just think about that just for 1 minute. John the Baptist, while in prison, sent a couple of his disciples over to Jesus and said, are you he or do we expect another? This is the man that preceded the Lord of glory. You remember Jesus said to him, go tell him that blind eyes are open. Woo! Go tell him that deaf ears are open. Woo! Go tell him that your grandma's going to be blown out of the grave. Woo! Go tell him that the lepers are cleansed. Go tell him all manner of sickness and disease is healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's where you're to find your faith, friends. I bet when he went back to John, his disciples, and told him what Jesus had told his disciples to tell John, I bet John the Baptist was duly rebuked. Folks, we don't serve a mysterious Lord. We know His will. It's right in front of us. You know, Jesus said, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock, 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 and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any that is a father, he will give him a stone? Question mark. Or if he asks a fish, will he give for a fish, give him a serpent? Question mark. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Question mark. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Did you see that? What was the fulfilling of the promise? The Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit to do what? Who was sent down from heaven to preach the good news to what? Men that were dead in their trespasses and sins. Folks, we're in a temporal life. We're in a temporal life. You know, I was just talking to someone yesterday at lunch, and I said to him, I said, hey, I got a question for you, bro. He said, what's that? He's a friend of mine. And I said, how old are you now? And he said, 53. I said, whoa. I said, do you mind if I call you dad? I'm totally kidding. I didn't. I said to him, I said, you know, it's interesting. When you talk to somebody 70, 80, 90 years old, you can ask him, at what age can you remember, namely the youngest age that you can remember? Oh, I can remember when I was 5 years old, just like it was yesterday. Just like it was yesterday. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to somebody last week, and I said to him, so you're 65 now. And he said, yeah. I said, do you feel any different? I said, I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to be smart. He said, nope. You know what he said to me, friends? He said, I can't believe I'm here. It just came up on him. Folks, we better make the most out of what God has given unto us. And I'll tell you where it starts. It starts in prayer. And I know what it's like to see. When I first got saved, friends, I was broken. I went through a 10-month process of just being broken. That was 17 years ago. Broken. Separation. Consecration. Crying like a fat baby with a wet diaper on for about 10 months. What is going on? Then I started getting some prophets around me. What is going on? You know what the first thing the Lord taught me to do was? Pray. I didn't know how to pray. Nobody taught me how to pray. As a matter of fact, nobody led me to Christ but the Spirit of God. And it was the Spirit of God that answered my prayer, and he's the one that led me to Christ. And guess what the first thing that he led me to do was? To pray. I got a book by E.M. Bounds. It's about 600 pages long, friends. Actually, I'm going through it right now. It's about 700 pages long. That was the first book I read. He started to teach me to pray. I'll never, ever forget the beginning processes. The beginning processes was I was on the road in a band called Hooker touring the United States of America. I had this desire to know the Lord my whole life. I never spoke out against him. I always believed him. I just didn't know how to get to him. That was the problem. And what I seen of Christianity in America sickened me to no end because it was a lack thereof. And then when I found out that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ, it made me feel a little bit better. I didn't feel so judgmental because now I realized that I was holding the heart of God without even knowing it. He was angry with it as well, and is. So I started to ask the Lord to answer me. I said, I don't want to know the God of the people that I see in America. And I'm talking about the professed Christianity and a lack thereof again, as I stated. I said, I want to know the God of David. I want to know the God of Moses. And these are probably the only names that I knew at the time. And then he began to dump me out. He took me up. He turned me upside down. He broke me in half. And he wanted to show me what I wasn't to show me who he was. But then I started to pray. And I didn't know how to pray. The only thing I knew how to do was cry because I was broken. You see, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, Lord, thou wilt not despise. See, if he's the author of my faith, he's also going to be the finisher of my faith. And that's exactly what he did. So I started to ask. I needed a truck. I said, Lord, I got a lawn service and I need a truck. How do I do this? What is the process? How do I ask you for this? And I had a guy that lived a couple houses down. I was in North Minneapolis, the hood. And I started praying and I said, Lord, I need to get a truck and I don't have any money and I'm starting to do this business and I got this old black junker and I got a 22-inch mower that I'm literally pushing 10 blocks down the road for $25 cutting their grass just so I could eat that day. This is 17 years ago. Well, this white truck was out in front of my house, and it was beautiful to me. But, friends, it was a piece of junk. But to me, it was beautiful because I had a piece of junk that was worse. It was a worse piece of junk than the piece of junk that I was craving for. I'll share the rest of the story when I come back. But, folks, it's pretty cool stuff. Oh, put your seatbelts on because it's pretty awesome. When he comes in and he answers the prayers, no man can pull.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Okay, so I'm talking about prayer here, right? And so I started to ask. See, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take away from you. You know, that's what's awesome about the things of Christ, the things of Christianity and the Holy Spirit and the Father. The world can look at you like you're crazy, but when you ask and He answers, nobody can take that away from you. Right before the last segment, I was talking about... during the last segment, I was actually talking to you guys about how I needed a truck because I was literally pushing a 22-inch mower around in North Minneapolis, and I needed to eat. So what I did and pay rent. So what I did is I started pushing this mower around, and I started asking the Lord, "I need a truck." And then I had this junky black Chevy. I mean, folks, junk, dirt. But I was so appreciative. I was so thankful that I had a motor under a hood, if you want to call it that. So I started asking the Lord about that white truck that was just, you know, a couple houses over, and the guy was selling it. And I went over and knocked on his door, and I said, "Hey, dude, what do you think about selling that truck? I'm from North Minneapolis. I'm still a young man." And I said, "What do you think about selling me that truck?" He just happened to be a professed Christian, and I believe this man was a Christian. And he came over the next day, and he said, "Bradley, I'm not supposed to sell that truck to you." I said, "Why wouldn't you sell me that truck?" It was a white Ford, and it was a 4x4. And, folks, it was a lot nicer than the piece of junk that I had, but this was a piece of junk, too. But this is like going from a Pinto to a Cadillac in North Minneapolis to me at the time. "Lord, I need a truck. Lord, I need a truck," and I'm going over to this guy, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get enough money to raise so I can buy his truck. And this guy comes over to my house, and he says, "Bradley, I'm not supposed to sell that truck to you." That truck must have sat there for a week, and then 3 weeks, and then 5 weeks, and then 7 weeks. It's like, "I want that truck. Why won't you sell me the truck?" I said, "If I had the money right now, would you sell me the truck?" He said, "Nope, I'm not supposed to sell you that truck." thought, what the heck is this guy's problem? I can't even buy his truck that's for sale from him. Remember I said I was broken and I kept asking the Lord for a truck? You know, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him, said Martin Luther. You know what Hudson Taylor said? He said, every move of God is like this. It's first impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. See, the Lord is looking for perseverance. He's looking to prove men's hearts to see who really loves him or no. Deuteronomy 13. Read it when you get some time. He's looking for people that will stay the course. If he's begun a good work in you, he's going to finish that work until the day of Jesus Christ. It's just how it is. Again, if he's the author of your faith, he's going to be the finisher of your faith. And if he's your father and you're the son or the daughter, then guess what? Then let him be the daddy. Let him be the father. Let him do the training. The Holy Ghost is our teacher. He teaches us all things. He guides us into all truth. He gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. But guess what he does? He does it really slow. Roll forward Zion. It's like crawling up a mountain. It's like, Lord, can we hurry this up? I know, I think I've learned that patience now. That patience thing that you always talk about? You know, possess your souls in your patience. I remember reading about that. Folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And guess where the deception comes from? Within. Men's hearts are tried during the process of being proven by God. Talking about prayer. Talking about that white truck that I wanted so bad. Lord, can I get that white truck? Got to the end of my rope, and what I did is I tied a knot and I hung on. I said, Lord, I don't have anywhere to go. He was shutting me up under the faith of Jesus Christ, Galatians 3:24, and I didn't know. Lord, teach me. Guess what the Lord was doing, friends? He was teaching me. I just had to learn the process. I had to learn perseverance, continuance. You know what perseverance is? A continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. I need to get to the other side of this fence so I can understand that if I bear the cross and the affliction, there's also a time to glory in Christ. I need to get there. I need to understand it. Okay, let me prove you. Let me teach you. Let me guide you with my eyes. Let me harness you. Let me undergird you. Let me show you. Let me guide you with mine eye. Let me teach you the ear of the learned. Right? Lord, teach me, teach me, teach me. And you know what we're doing, friends? We're trying to teach God how he's supposed to answer our prayers rather than sitting down and shutting our pie holes and learning the lessons. You know, they say prayer is 90% listening, 10% talking. You know what my prayer life is still today, friends? 90% talking, 10% listening. I got it backwards. I got so much to do that we forget the Lord of the works, right? We get so caught up in the works of the Lord, we forget to learn the lessons that the Lord is teaching us. So we can understand his process. I'm preaching to the choir. If I had a mirror on myself, friends, I'd say, I'm preaching to that guy right there. Lord, I need a white truck. I got to the end of hope. I tied a knot, but I hung on to the anchor of my soul. The author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, I don't understand anymore. I need a truck. I'm not going anywhere. I need to eat tomorrow. Guy called me up from church. This is 10 months into it. Bradley, come on down here. I got a guy I want you to meet. Walked into church. He said, hey, Bradley, I understand you need a truck. I said, yes, sir, I do. I had to put the fleece out there. I couldn't just ask the Lord. I had to also go out there and be about the works of my prayer. See, I had to pray and do all that I could do and leave the results up to God. And that's what I did. John Quincy Adams said that. Bradley, you need a truck? I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, how's your credit? I said, it was terrible. It was 17 years ago. Terrible. He said, well, I can work something out for you. I can probably get you a loan. So what I was learning is that, God, if I'm going to go get the truck, then I'm going to have to work to fulfill my obligations and answer to the prayers that I'm requesting from God. See, it wasn't just God's going to give it to me and I can just let it go. No, he's going to give it to me and I'm going to work it through until I finish the obligation to fulfill the answer that God gave me. And what was it? That if you want to have something in life, you're going to have to work hard to get it. Is that God? Absolutely. Hey, listen, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. He was teaching me how to work. And it wasn't the system that I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be easy. You know, because we got this mentality, this entitlement mentality that God owes us something when in fact he owes us nothing. He's already paid the price through his son, Jesus Christ. He owes me nothing but damnation. Lord, I need that white truck. A guy comes up to me at church and says, I think I can work something out for you. Went down to Marquette Bank in Minnesota. Guy said, I can get you a loan, and this is what it's going to entail. You have to take the truck that I want to sell you. He had no idea what I was asking God for. I wanted that white Ford, two doors down, three doors down. I said, okay, but what if I get this loan and it's a piece of junk? He said, Bradley, it's not a piece of junk. It's a truck that's from Texas. I said, okay, I took the chance, friends. I trusted him because of the referral and who the referral came from. He was a trustworthy guy. I went and got the loan, signed the papers. He sent me to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. He said, this is where it's at. There was thousands and thousands of cars and trucks. I'll never forget this. Bradley, you can go pick up your pickup. This is where it's at, and this is the aisle it's in. The keys are inside of it. Remember, I wanted that white truck, that white Ford. I go to this number, pulled up to it, looked at the truck. I thought, cool, nice, very well taken care of, very clean. Started driving home. I started driving home and I started thinking, well, I got my truck, I guess. And people have the audacity to question God. Oh, my gosh. I wanted that white Ford. I get home a week and a half later. I'm driving around, friends, and you know what I realized? I'm in a 1994 white Ford from Texas. Mint. Even when I was down there picking the truck up, I didn't realize that God was answering my prayers way better than what I originally asked him for. I'm driving around for a week and a half, and all of a sudden I begin to realize the fulfilling of the promise of the prayer. I'm in a brand, it was a year old, a brand new 1994 white Ford. Mint. And I was so thankful that God gave that to me, but I had to work it out. And I ended up paying that truck off way early. After I got my white Ford, friends, nobody knew but God did, I go down to Marquette Bank because I wanted to expand my business. Remember, I had bad credit. I go down to Marquette Bank. I was broken as could be. I needed to get out of where I was because if I didn't, I was going to be in a bad position. You know what, friends? I'm going to continue this for the rest of, well, I'll hit the topic again tomorrow, and then we'll talk about this stuff next week. But, friends, just keep in mind, he sees all things and he hears all things. Don't forget. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1 John 3:18.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.